Are you ready to discover and let go of everything that's been holding you back in life? Are you prepared to push beyond your self-imposed limiting beliefs and achieve greatness? If yes, then the Mindset Coach Podcast is for you. Get ready to exceed your goals, reach the level of success and significance you've always known you were destined for. Here's your host, Mike Sprouse.
Hello and welcome to the Mindset Coach Podcast. I'm Mike Sprouse, the Mindset Coach, and I'm excited to be spending time with you again today. This is our fourth episode, another important pillar of mindset, the where, or in other words, places and spaces. So thank you for joining me. If you're new here and want a general framework for what this podcast is all about, I invite you to listen to the very first episode of the Mindset Coach Podcast, and you'll get a flavor for what we're doing and what we're talking about. So in the last episode, we dove deeper into the who that you are and talked about how to fight against our tendency to always compare and judge who you are against someone or something. We talked about authentic competition versus ego-driven competition and how limiting an ego-driven mindset is for success and significance in terms of fueling a consistent and sustainable way to achieving those things in your life. We're continuing now through the process of shoring up our pillars, our foundation of where we're starting with mindset. When somebody asks you where you are, usually they mean your physical location or geographically. So let's start there. Are you happy with where you are physically in the world right now? So before you answer that too quickly, keep in mind that the look or description of where you live can be deceiving. I will tell you two of the happiest, most positive, most supportive places I've ever lived were one, all the way across the country, away from my parents and family for 5 years, on the opposite coast where I didn't know a soul, in a small apartment. And the second one was in rural upstate Connecticut, living on a real life farm for 2 years. And a lot of times there, it was just me and the sheep and the donkeys, and they get really hungry and they let you know about it. So truth be told, that was the time in my life that I made exponential progress in my mindset. I will always smile to myself about that time. It's where I started to write more, I was outdoors more, and I was as physically fit as I was when I was competing, you know, years prior. So sometimes where you are just has that it factor that you want, that maybe nobody else can really even see. So it might not be the sexiest place to live on paper, but you just feel comfortable there. So these are all good things. If you're there now and you're happy with where you are geographically, celebrate it. Don't question it. The rest of the work we do together on mindset, I feel like is hard enough that if you have physical location working for you, that's wonderful. If you don't, then I'll ask you this. Have you ever heard the saying, the grass is always greener on the other side? So I have a different way of saying it. I prefer to say, the grass is always greener where you water it. So what you put into a location, place, home, you know, the work, the sweat, the time, is what will end up being the greenest a lot of times. I've talked to a bunch of people that think they have to live in a glamorous location in order to accomplish all their goals or to feel successful. Or they have to live near a major city to find opportunities or to feel like they've risen to significance. It's not true. Especially in this day and age with technology and how connected we are. Not so at all in my experience. So many other people's too. New York is my favorite out of the cities. I've called it home 3 different times in my life. Chicago is great. It's where my daughters were born. LA holds a very, very special place in my heart. I will still tell you that I made the most progress in my mindset and in my life most of the time, not in those places. I actually propelled my success forward, not in those places. They weren't where my mindset got stronger and more decisive. My point is, don't be too quick to judge your location as, you know, someplace you can't grow. unless you know, without a doubt, that you've tried your best to water things and nothing's turned up green for you. Now, there's always going to be a difference in the sheer volume of professional or personal opportunities based on population size and other factors of where you live, but your personal comfort, your mental safety, and your, I guess, overall at-easiness is paramount here. So that's a purposeful segue into another question when it comes to where. It's the one about your emotional mental state, your strength, your positivity. So this is, it's usually asked something like this. Hey, so like, where are you at right now? In other words, how's your mindset and how's the environment you're in? The environment you're in is what we're going to talk about right now. Listen, I'll have guests on who are doctors and medical professionals. As I've told you, I'm not one. But if you're in an environment, personally or professionally, that is deeply troubling or unsafe or dangerous, please get professional help ASAP. If you're not, let's talk about what your environment means. What your environment comprises are your communal living space, your professional space, the places you frequent, the people you associate with as part of that place, all the things around you, and what your personal space is. More importantly, what are all those things doing for you? Are they working for you? Or are they working against you? If they're working against you, are they easy fixes to make? Or will it take some kind of massive overhaul to turn the emotional tide related to your environment? So trust your gut initially when you answer that one, because deep down you know. And if it's a massive overhaul that you need, trust me, you can still do it. But no matter where you are location-wise in the world, if your environment isn't right, it won't be conducive to reaching your potential or your goals. I'll say this clearly again. There is a direct correlation between your environment and what percentage of your potential you're able to reach. Your environment directly impacts things like your impulses, your behaviors, your mood, your energy. You could be living in a palace with live-in help and two swimming pools, but if your daily environment is out of whack, you'll either eventually lose your palace or you'll feel a constant sort of nagging as if something still isn't quite right. So how you know your environment is conducive to this sort of winning and forward-leaning mindset are a few things. Do you feel supported? Do you feel a sense of calm? Are you in a place where you're surrounded by positive people by and large? Do you have your own personal space, even if it's just a spare room? And do you have access to the outdoors and nature? Don't laugh too hard at that last one. There's compelling research, loads of it, that shows if you have access to natural surroundings on a consistent basis, it leads to more positive and less impulsive thoughts. So all those people you see on Instagram, you know, posting pictures of themselves in the mountains and on the oceans and in the forests, they're actually onto something from that standpoint. So take a really hard look at your personal space. If you have a home office, take a look at the imagery you have around you and fundamental features around you like visual cues and sounds and light. It all matters. Be very detailed about this aspect of your life because those things are the fastest things you can do to change your mindset or give it a boost. When I'm on Zoom, I get asked quite a bit, just as an example, about the things I've chosen on my walls and on the shelf behind me. What I don't have are things that might distract me for too long or have me thinking too much about the past for long stretches of time. Remember the boat and the wake analogy from a few episodes ago? I don't want to, in my personal and professional space, get caught in the wake of what's behind me, driving my life forward. So there's a time and a place for reflection like that, for memories. And it's not in the place that I'm trying to stay focused on what I'm trying to accomplish and the stuff that needs my highest attention. So there's a place for reflection about photos and stuff you've gotten through the years that you're proud of. that place is just not necessarily in your personal and professional space that you're in every day. And for me, it wouldn't work as I'm doing podcasts and conference calls and meetings. All the things I have hanging up now are like props to remind me of the who that I am and the path that I'm currently on, not the one I've already traveled. So what else is related to your environment and whether it's beneficial to your success or not? A big one is how healthy you are in your environment. I will say this, if you're feeling like your environment isn't totally healthy and positive right now, you can't get well or better in the same place that's making you sick. It's another lesson I learned the hard way through the years when I left a toxic environment once upon a time myself. Lo and behold, I got better. When you're around toxicity, it's not impossible to use mindset training to overcome it. It's just more difficult. There are more factors working against you is all. Now you're probably wondering, am I talking about all this stuff related to personal or professional environments? And the answer is both. So after helping thousands of people, and a lot of whom, gosh, had really troubling situations at work and at home, is that when you talk about location and environment and mindset, the same principles apply in both places. So in a work setting, think of the best work environments you've ever had. There was probably strong leadership in place. It created an atmosphere of achievement and autonomy and empowerment. And the worst work environments, it's probably the opposite, right? In the worst cases, you're looking over your shoulder, you're a little scared to make a mistake, you're a little paranoid that your performance isn't meeting someone else's expectations. You spend your days sort of questioning why you're doing what you're doing. And it's almost like accountability through fear rather than through purpose. But still, there's that something that tells you you need it or you can't get out. And a lot of times it's, understandably, a paycheck. But there's still that nagging, like, what am I doing? It's the same thing personally. Think about relationships you've had or even other personal pursuits that involved other people or small groups. In the worst of cases, let's go through the checklist again. You're looking over your shoulder. You're scared or petrified to make a mistake. You're a little paranoid that you're not meeting expectations of another person or a group member. You spend your days sort of questioning, like, why am I still doing what I'm doing? And still, there's something that seemingly won't allow you a way to break free. So work or play, if you're in a bad environment, but have a positive mindset, you can still stick it out. You can overcome it. But the truth is that you'll have to overcome it. If you're in a bad environment and you don't yet have a successful or a significant mindset, it can feel a little bit like a double whammy. It's a hard road, but it will take your mindset to help you make some tough decisions confidently. And the last part that we'll cover today about where is where you're at mentally, like today, right now. Where are you at in terms of embracing and committing to realizing your potential and crafting your own journey to success? So remember, those things and what they mean are different for everybody. So reaching one's highest potential isn't something everybody wants to do necessarily. And that's fine. There aren't too many requirements as we go along here, but I always like to encourage positivity and an open mind. Every other mental state, regardless of what it is, nerves, anxiety, fear, we can handle. When you choose a path to success, or even a path as simple as a path of peace, it comes with some goodbyes, potentially to people, but more often, goodbye to places and environments that simply aren't serving you. But the answer to where you are mentally, I hope, is simply this: I'm ready. Next time on the Mindset Coach Podcast, we'll tackle the next pillar of mindset, the what. As usual, I'll give you a little hint. We touched briefly on the what in our first episode when we did our what you do statements, remember those? But we'll get a lot deeper and go between personal and professional realms. So we're putting our pillars together. We're taking stock, resetting where we are right now, and we're a couple steps away from getting through just some of these foundational elements that will fuel our discussions when it comes to architecting success and significance in your life. So please subscribe to the show. Let's keep walking together in this podcast. And until next time, Mindset Masters, make it a great day.
So that's it for today's episode of The Mindset Coach. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you listen and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 private VIP day with Mike Sprouse himself. Be sure to head on over to mindsetcoachpodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Mike's gift and join us on the next episode.